Continuing our study, we got into a new section, the last days according to Paul. Last week we looked at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, but this week if you would turn in your Bible to 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. And verse 1. Now remember, we're looking at all the phrases in the New Testament especially. We've already dealt with the last days according to Daniel in the Old Testament, the last days according to Jesus in the New Testament. Now we're looking at the last days according to Paul under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, of course. Notice what he wrote here in 1 Timothy chapter 4. And verse 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. Now again, Paul is... The touch point here is doctrinal departure from the faith. And as you read these verses, you can see that there's been an obvious departure from the faith once delivered unto the saints in our present day and age. Hypocrisy's on the rise. People who say that they're saved, that they believe in God, that they believe the Bible, they don't show any evidence of that in the way that they live their daily life. If you're saved by the grace of God, if your sins are forgiven, and you're washed in the blood of the Lamb, and you are indwelt by the Spirit, you believe the Word of God, your life will manifest that you're changed. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That's a fact. But we're living in a day and age where people often, they may go to church to feel better about themselves and hear the preacher preach how to live their best life now, and a lot of times they listen to some kind of psychobabble rather than the sincere milk and meat of the Word of God, and they refuse that. They don't want that. Well, in the last days, in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith. Hypocrisy is on the rise. People's consciences have been so seared by sin that they no longer know or care about the difference between good and evil, holiness and sin, or light from darkness. This is the age in which we live. You know, the Bible says, I believe it's in Isaiah chapter 5, if I'm not mistaken. I didn't have this in my notes, but I just thought about it. These are the doctrines of devils, I think. People want to look at it in a lot of different ways, but this is the philosophy of our world today. Our secular world tells you something that is evil is actually good. Something that is sinful is actually righteous. I mean, they completely turn things around. And Isaiah, the prophet, said, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, and that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle strong drink, which justify the wicked for reward and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him." I thought, what an adequate description of the way things are in our world today. Norms that from the Scriptures were considered wrong, sinful, ungodly, immoral, are now being touted as things that are right and good and pure and righteous. It's not. Many are seduced by unholy spirits and devilish doctrines, just like the Bible says here. They depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. There are cults today. The mainline cults. Jehovah's Witness. Mormons. Seventh-day Adventists, to some degree. And there are so many other things. People are preaching that salvation is by a man's works, by baptism, by going to church, by observing certain ordinances, by observing sacraments. Again, those aren't doctrines of the Word of God. They don't originate with God's Word. Because the Bible says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." So the touchstone is the Scriptures, false religion, the cults, and all the isms that are out there are saying, "No, you know, that's not really it. You're saved by what you do. You're saved by what you may say or how you act." I'm telling you, you're not saved by anything you do. You're saved by what Jesus Christ did. His perfect life, His sacrificial death, His burial, His resurrection from the dead. That's the gospel message. And anything that doesn't meet with that as truth ought to be discarded. It ought to be exposed as false. So, well, you shouldn't judge that way. Well, Paul the Apostle did. In fact, Paul made the statement in Galatians chapter 1 that forever ought to settle this. He said, "But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed." You know what that word accursed means? Condemned. Damned. For eternity. Mainline denominations, many of them have forsaken the Bible. They no longer believe in the inerrancy and the inspiration of Scripture. They don't preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Many of them teach that man is his own Savior. And then many of the United Churches have succumbed to the devilish heresies of secular humanism that teaches man is his own God. Tell you what, these verses, we're seeing the fruition of a prophecy in the day and age in which we live. As I was meditating on this morning, I thought about the doctrines of devils, the teachings of devils. And it made my mind go back to when you're introduced to Satan's first words in the Bible. Go back to Genesis. What exactly are the doctrines of devils? Well, they have as their root Satan denying the truth of the Word of God. And notice the first thing that Satan said, the form of the serpent, to Adam and Eve in Genesis, or to Eve, chapter 3, verse 1, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden." The first thing Satan did was question God's word. Did God really say that? Now, Eve, that should have been a warning immediately. She should have rejected the serpent out of hand. "The woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said, Ye shall not eat of it." Okay, now here's the problem. He knows he's got her because she misquotes God. God told him not to eat of the tree. But she adds to God's what God said, "Neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die." And again, Satan counters her statement with, "The serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." This was the doctrines of devils and seducing spirits. And it brought Eve was deceived by Satan questioning the Word of God. She was seduced by his lies. Adam willfully chose to go along with his wife and the devil. And that's how the human race became fallen in Adam. "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered the world, and death by sin, so that death has passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." You understand this? Satan, the doctrines of devils, wants you to completely dismiss and question or even deny the truth of the Word of God. And that's what's happening in the day and age in which we live. People take this for granted. I don't. Do you realize that every single government school in our world, K-12, and our universities, every single one of them that are funded by the government, every one of them teach a lie from the very beginning. They don't believe Genesis 1:1. They teach Darwinism. They teach evolution. And you say, well, that's science. Well, it's science falsely so called. Because you've got to come to the place in your life whether you're going to believe the science or you're going to believe the Word of God. And if the Word of God says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and you go through the whole Bible, that first verse is affirmed over and over and over again from Genesis through Revelation. So there, the schools are teaching the doctrines of devils. They're also teaching man is his own God. Atheism is sweeping our land. And it's sad. People are succumbing to this. They take it for granted. Under the idea, well, it's science. You know, people, the people in control, that seems like it's their magic incantation to get everybody to cower before whatever pronouncement that they want to make. Well, we've got to follow the science. I'm going to tell you what. If you're following the science of evolution, it's going to lead you to hell. Oh, well, we don't believe in God, a God that would send anybody to hell. What kind of God is that? It's a God of righteousness, a God of justice, a God of holiness, a God of wrath, who fulfills the promises that He makes. Jesus said, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Again, the doctrines of devils, they want to get you to doubt the Word of God, to dismiss the Word of God, to deny it as truth. You know, people through the years have tried to really get down into the weeds of what are these doctrines of devils, and it starts out with Satan questioning God and His Word and the truth of His Word. And then, under other things, they pass off error. Now, you and I both know this is just a simple thing. Look, let's just see what Jesus taught. Turn over to Matthew chapter 19. This is not difficult. It should not even be controversial. It's such a simple statement made by the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, who knows everything. He said in verse 4, the Pharisees were asking about divorce. And He answered and said unto them, have ye not read? Now, I want you to notice His exact words. Jesus believed in the literal creation account of Genesis 1, 2, and 3. And He answered, Jesus said unto them, have ye not read that He which made them at the beginning made them male and female? All right? There you have it. Christ is affirming that God made man and made woman out of man. All right? He made them two genders that for 6,000 years of human history, there was absolutely no controversy whatsoever from anywhere, in any country, any society. He made them male and female. What's controversial about that? That should be the end of the story. Now they've said, no, no, no. There are several different genders. Again, this is a doctrine of devils. I don't care how many times they say that follow the science, there's no science behind that. A man cannot become a woman. A woman cannot become a man. It is not in their DNA. I don't care how many emojis that Microsoft puts out with a guy with a beard and a big belly, men do not get pregnant. Men don't do that. It's impossible. It's wrong. Yet this is what's being taught and passed off as something right and true. And if you dare say, no, Jesus said He made a male and female. That's it. That's what the Bible says. I believe the Bible. Oh, you're transphobic, homophobic. No, I'm not. I believe the Bible. Well, I'm going to tell you something. When you rebel against the doctrines of devils and the seducing spirits, don't expect people to pat you on the back. It's not going to happen. He goes on to say, and said, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and they shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh, wherefore they are no more twain but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. A very simple, direct truth. Men marry women. That's it. That's the truth. That's what Jesus said. So, what you got to come to is, okay, now, preacher, are you telling me that Jesus said on the authority of Scripture that He affirmed the creation account in Genesis 1, 2, and 3, that God made man male and female, that He instituted marriage to be between a man and a woman? You're getting it. That's exactly right. And it's been the norm of every society in human history until about 10, 20 years ago. So, now wait a minute. Are you saying that's the doctrines of devils? I am. Because it denies the Word of God. It's trying to get you to support homosexual marriage, which is nowhere in the Bible. Now, I've said this so many times, I shouldn't have to make this disclaimer. I don't believe anybody should mistreat homosexuals or transgenders. I believe that we ought to witness to them, that we ought to show them the way of peace is through Jesus Christ, because I guarantee you that an overwhelming majority of them are so troubled and guilty over their sin, they need to know that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And that He's the way of deliverance. And I don't care, I don't believe that that is what some people say is the unpardonable sin. If you read 1 Corinthians 6, He said to the Corinthians, some of whom were effeminate or homosexual, such were some of you, but now are you washed. They had been changed by the power of Christ, by the power of His blood, so they can be saved according to the Word of God. But these are doctrines of devils. Here's the sad thing. There are actually churches that are capitulating to this woke nonsense. There are churches that say, we're going to have to adapt to the times. It doesn't say that in the Bible. This is faith, the faith, the system of truth that is being departed from. It's not just doctrinal deviations. It's norms from the Word that have been set in place by God that are being completely, completely torn away. New Age mysticism, reincarnation, the occult, all these things are becoming increasingly popular falsehoods that are believed by a great mass of religious people. You know, they all the time talk about the separation of church and state, and yet the state has a religion all of its own called secular humanism. Their doctrines are clear. It's evolution. It's Marxism. It's racism. Listen, if you study out, I'm going to preach something about this. If you study CRT, what they've done with critical race theory is basically Everything is because of white boys. It's all, if you're a whitey, you've caused all the problems in the world. And but in reality, if you plumb down to the depths of it, it's just Marxism set in a different way. Instead of an economic theory, it's a social theory. But it's still, you have the oppressed and the oppressor. So you have a constant conflict, and there's never a solution. And that's the way socialism, communism, Marxism is able to work. Is that you've got to have a totalitarian in charge to regulate everything. I'm here to tell you, I believe what Charles Darwin taught is a doctrine of the devil. Karl Marx, doctrines of devils, and yet it's being embraced and taught. There are schools today. We just had the state of Florida, everybody is getting all over them because they made a simple rule in their schools. You can't teach kids about sex. I applaud that from K through 3. Let's make it K through 12. Lee, how about leaving that up to parents to teach their kids? I'm going to tell you, we were a lot better off when that was the way it was. Our society, through these doctrines, have so over-sexualized children. It angers me to think that a teacher would be teaching a kindergartner about transgenderism and homosexualism. You say, oh, there you go again. You're a phobe. You're a this. No, I'm telling you, it's just common sense. And yet, people are scared to death to buck against the majority opinion in our world because they don't want to offend anybody. I'm offended that we've allowed things to go so far that a stranger that you probably have never met can teach your kids this stuff when they're in kindergarten, first, second, third grade. How far have we gone away from the truth of the Word of God? Now, one of the doctrines of devils that is specifically mentioned in 1 Timothy 4 is forbidding to marry. Well, the Roman Catholic Church has long held to the false idea that her priests and nuns are to remain unmarried. And that teaching has caused widespread sexual immorality and homosexuality among their clergy, among the priests and the nuns through the years. So, that is dead wrong. But the idea of forbidding to marry isn't just confined to that teaching in the Roman Catholic Church. We're seeing this idea of forbidding to marry become even more widespread in our day. All right, so I've just about hit everything. Now you can call me, what do they call? It used to be a male chauvinist pig. I think they've changed it now to, I think it's misogyny. I'll have to look that up. Okay. I am against feminism. Okay. The idea that women don't need men and men don't need women, that's idiocy. There are differences between men and women. Just ask my wife. There is a big difference between me and her. There's things that there's no way that I can do what she does. And that's the way God set it up. I believe with all my heart, because we are reversing roles in our society, that's why you see the breakdown of the institution of the family. You go to your average, you go to Chicago, into the slums of Los Angeles, any major city, and you know what you're going to find? You're going to find fatherless homes. Because our society has incentivized the idea of not having a real family. You get more welfare money if you have kids out of wedlock than if you're married. See, did he say that out loud? It's true. We've actually incentivized that. It's the doctrines of devils. You get away from the idea of a man and a woman marrying and having children and being responsible for their own children. What happened? 60s, all the sexual revolution. What did it call? What it got so radical that by the 70s, they had to start killing all the babies by 73. And now this thing's getting heated up, and people are actually arguing that we need to be able, our federal government wants, that Chuck Schumer just gave in, put it on the table. They want to federalize a law that every state women can kill their children in the womb up to the point of birth. California is actually trying to get that extended to 30 days after birth. This is where we're at because of the doctrines of devils and forbidding to marry. The teaching against the home. And then, let me just get my last thing in because I want the PETA people to be mad at me too. It says, another doctrine of devils, forbidding to marry. Commanding to abstain from meats. Well, I tell you what, when I hear a politician say you ought to eat less red meat, or you ought to cut down on your hamburgers or your steaks because it's destroying the environment, I actually want to strangle them. But I crucify my flesh. I don't actually act on that. But again, if you think that us eating less meat is going to save the planet, you have bought into Captain Planet theology way too much. You're living by cartoon beliefs. You remember the Captain Planet? He's our hero. Bring pollution down to zero. Yeah. Captain Planet is a heretic. God's in control of it all. But forbidding to eat meat. That's against the Scriptures. In fact, in the Old Testament, you say, well, wait a minute, they couldn't eat hog meat in the Old Testament, swine. Yeah, but it changed in the New Testament, praise God. And now we can eat the smoked flesh of swine in the form of ham, sausage, as long as we can pray over it. We can eat squirrels. We can eat guinea pigs. Say, now, wait a minute, man, they eat guinea pigs in Papua New Guinea just like we eat chicken. In fact, it probably tastes like chicken. But again, these are doctrines of devils. The prohibition of meat eating, prophesied in our text, is a doctrine that's been on the rise. New Age religions, Islam, other systems have some prohibition of meats in their religious system. There are actually people in PETA that go to grocery stores and put roses in the meat case. And I saw one guy, he collected all the roses and bought real thick steaks And he gave it as a present to his wife. Which I thought that was epic. I would have loved to have been the one that done that. Free roses and good meat. Wow, my wife's going to love me. But these are doctrinal and moral departures that are described right here. And I don't think I've gone to it's not a stretch what I've presented today. I mean, I've just gone to the Bible and showed you how people are trying to get you to doubt, deny, and discard the Word of God. It's the doctrines of devils. And I believe that we are in the last days. Jesus may come today. Let's all stand.